We are Daf Samaches Amud Aleph. We had learned that a Sofik Ben Tes, that was apostle, that was Bo on a Baskoyin, so he apostles her. So Taisva said, Estakashe, why does he apostle her? L'chayre, you should tell her on Chazoke. She tell him on Chazoke. He is a Cheskes Katnes. She is a Cheskes Kashres. So why is she take apostle the Truma? Bishleim a Yuchsin, we're machme by Yuchsin, but by Truma, we should sell on Chazoka. The Yeshleima, so Tosfos answers, the Hoche ke goin the hashta the osi kamon havivade ben tisha. So Tosfos makes an akimte in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is speaking about that when they Shaila is approached to us when we become aware of the Shaila, Avivadai ben Tisha. Now he's Klora ben Tisha. There's no Sofik whatsoever. Af al pi shoye Sofik shebo aleo. So Taisva says, but even though that doesn't help the situation, Bishas the Bia, he was a Sofik. We don't tell him on the Cheskes Katnis. El Vazlinen Bosar Hashte Shuhuvadai Bentishe. We go Bosar Hashte Shuhuvadai Bentishe. The Chazoke Kamaisa Israelai. Because the Chazoke Kamaisa is Israelai. Now, Tosfos is very difficult to understand. The Rehitas Loshen HaTosfos, it would seem, that Tosfos is saying that if you have a Chazoke Dehashte, the Chazoke Demikore, so you tell on Chazoke Dehashte, Chazoke Dehashte creates a Reyes in the Chazoke Demikore, that's the Ivre in Tosfos, which is very difficult. The Gemara says that let us say, a person toivelt kalim in a mikveh. And now he measures the mikveh, and now there's not memso on the mikveh, it's a posel on mikveh. Ashtahu chosel lefonecha. Bishas the tvile, we don't know. If it was kosher, once was a kosher a mikveh, now it's a posel a mikveh, and bishas the tvile, we don't know what it was. So the Gemara says that the kalim are Tomei, why? Because you say, Parti l'reyese. The mikveh is chosel lefonecho, and the kelim erecheskes tume. So memele, Parti l'reyese, then there's the cheskes tume of the kelim. And you have the harei chosel lefonecho, so then we are metame the kelim. But over here, we don't have Tartil Reyes. Fakert, she is a Cheskes Kashres. There's only a Chazoke Dahashte. So the Shaila is, what is Pshat and Taisus? A very difficult Taisus. The Shmaitze and the Beis Meir want to say that even though B'chol HaTeire Kule, we go Bosa Chazoke Demikore, but they bring this a choymer by trume, you go bosa chazoke dahashte. By trume, there's such a chumel, you go bosa chazoke dahashte. So therefore, they say that is pshat and Tosfos. Tosfos' whole kasha was that the whole shayl is negeya trume. So the whole shayl is negeya trume. By yuchsin, the samazo no kasha. By yuchsin, don't go bosa chazoke. No, but by Trume you do go Bosa Chazoke. By Trume there's a Chumre, you go Bosa Chazoke Dahashte, that makes a Reyes in the Chazoke de Mikotz. It's a Chumre of Trume. That's how the Shmaitze wants to say Pshat and Tosfos. The Rishash wants to bring a Raya from this Tosfos, and let's not go into the complexities of the Shaila, but he wants to say from this Tosfos is a Raya to the Taz. In Shin Tzadik Zayin, in Yeredeya, there's a very interesting taz. The Shaila was posed to the Maril and others that a person was Nifter and know, now we know Klor, he's dead. When he was Nifter, we don't know when he was Nifter. Could be he was Nifter yesterday. Could be he was Nifter 5 weeks ago. But we know Klor that he was Nifter. Now, it's a Shrekloch Hishayla. So what do you do? If he was Nifter yesterday, so the Klor of his is Shiva. So it's Teich Shiva. He was Nifter 5 weeks ago, so it's after Shloishim already. So it's, he doesn't have to sit Shiva. He says something about Velus Lachumre, El Kula, others want to say. Then others want to say, No, Yishtel Am Chazoke, he had a Cheskes Chai. So Yishtel Am Chazoke, but that, I know he was alive. So Kozman, you don't know that he was dead. You have to assume he was alive. So now he's dead. So Mustami was lifted yesterday. That's what others wanted to say. That's what the Bach wanted to say. Yishtel Am Chazoke. The Taz says, no, you don't sell on Chazoke. And he makes a tziruf. He says, Cheskes Chai is a Chazoke suyi l'shtanis. That means people die. So he says, Kol Zman, you don't know if he's dead or not, then you sell on Cheskes Chai. That means even though it's a Chazoke suyi l'shtanis, let's say, a Zoken made a shliach to give a get. And the shliach is the zaken lived in Medina Sayom. The shliach comes to Eretz Yisrael to give the get. There's no telephones. There's nothing. Now is the zaken still alive? Can I give the get? Give the get. Shtalan chazok. Mistami still alive. You do shtalan cheskas chai, and I'm allowed to be matranei shesish. Even though there'll be a shail of yibum if the chazokim die. No, you shtalan chazokim. But the Taz says, you only shtel am chazaka only if you don't know he's dead. So even though hayoloidim lomus, he's going to die, but kozman, you don't know that he died, memele you shtel am cheskas chai. But the minute I know that he died, then you don't shtel am chazaka and say that he was, that he lived till a minute ago. You don't say that, you say fakel. Then you, there's a tzir, then you say chazoke da hashte together with the previous chazoke. The oimik soras ha-taz, I don't know, but that's what the Taz says. So the Rishash says that's our Taisvis also. That means, well, our Taisvis, we have mamish the same tzir over here. He has a cheskes katnus, but a katn is going to become a godel. So somehow in Taisvis it seems, you would tell on cheskes katnus. But if I know now that he's a godel, and now he is a godel, and the cheskes katnus is a suyilishtanis, so for some reason or other, now you don't tell on chazoke, and that's why it's a suffix. So that's why she's Nifsal Misafik. Let us go in the Gemara, let's learn the Gemara further. Gufe. Ben Tashonim V'yoim Echot Ger Amoini Umayovi Mitzri V'adoimi. This was a ger. He was an Amoini or Amayovi, which is also a Salovi B'Kal Hashem. Mitzri V'adoimi. An Amoini Mayovi is a Chayve Lavin. Mitzri Vadoimi is a Chayve Yesed. Der Shlishi Yovi Bekal Hashem. Der Sheini is not Yovi Bekal Hashem. Is a Chayve Yesed. Kusi Nosin. Sarashi learns this. Alois is Chaten. Cholol Umamza. Shabu Al Kehenes. Leviye V'Yisraelis. Poslo. So they put the Poslua. It's Poslo. Rab Yaisi Aymer, that's what the Tanakam holds. Kol Shezarei Posel Poisel. Kol She'ein Zarei Posel Einei Poisel. So the Gemara says later in Bab Samach Tes, Rab Yaisi wants to say that a Mitzri Sheini will not Posel. Because Ein Zarei Posel. That means the son of a Mitzri Sheini is Mutalovi Bekal Hashem. So Mamele a Mitzri Sheini won't pass. A Mitzri Sheini won't pass. A Mitzri Sheini won't pass. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Kol Shato Noise Bitoi Ato Noise Almanusei, Bechol Shein Ato Noise Biti I Ato Noise Almanusei.
Rabbi Shimon Gamliel wants to be choylik afilu by Amoini Umayovi. Amoini Umayovi, since the daughters of Ager Amoini Umayovi, Amuta Lovi Bekal Hashem, Amoini Velay Amoinis, Mayovi Velay Mayovis, so since his daughter is Muta Lovi Bekal Hashem, she doesn't pass also. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Paslua, Kehanis Mitrume Devei Nosho, Mina Kohune, Levi of Israelis Mina Kohune. Rabbi Yossi Yoimel, Taime de Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Beforish Lekama Bishmaiten, My Komri, what they are saying, Umay Pluktayu, Umatamach Loikis, but that we have time to daf Samach Tessa Medalt. Zog the Gemara. How do we know this halacha? That what? That a zor passels, a bia zor passels. Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Rav, Oma Kro, Ubas Koyen Kisiye Leish zor. So we learn from this posik, Kivin Shenivalo Leposolo Poslo. So kisiya we learn means nivalo and nivalo la posolo poslo. So she becomes poslo. So the Gemara says, I may boyle that this posik means something else. The koma rachmone bas koyin de minsevilizo. The posik means ubas koyin. She got married to a Yisrael. The Pasuk isn't speaking about a Baskain that was nivel to a mamzel, to a psulei kol. And mikroyaitzimidei pshutoi. A Baskain kisiyel Yisrael means a Baskain that married a Yisrael. So a Baskain that married Yisrael, he betumah sakadosh, loiseichel. She's not allowed to eat tumah. The minzevel Yisrael, loiseichel. So the Gemara says, no, that halacha, I don't need this posuk to tell me that halacha, that a bas koyin that marries a Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat truma. Ahi mivishove al beis ovia kinureo milechem ovia toichal. The posuk says, ubas koyin kisiya almono uglusha. If now a bas koyin will become an almono uglusha, her husband died, her husband gave a get. Vizera ein lo. She doesn't have any children from her husband. Vishova al beis avia kinureo. Ilechem avia teicho. So the posik tells us that when her husband dies and she doesn't have any children from the husband, she's allowed to eat trume. So vayis tochoyis kozman, her husband is alive, she's not allowed to eat trume. So this halacha that a baskoyin Chenis also lizor is not allowed to eat truma. I can figure it out from this posik, because it says after almon is regerish and then vishav obeis avia kinureo milechem avia teicha. But till then, she was not permitted to eat truma. Midekom arachmon vishav obeis avia teicha michlal demikore lo yochlo. So vayis tachayis mikore lo yochlo. So why do you need the pasuk baskoyin kisiyah leizo? So that's coming to tell us that baskoyin shenivel from a psulei kol. So the Gemara says no. Ein mikra yitzimidei pshutei. You're asking a kasha that why do I need this pasuk baskoyin kisiyah leizo betumas hakadoshim leisoichal? I can figure this out from the shovel base of your kinure or milechem of your toichal. Still then, she's not permitted to eat tume. So, imahi havamin alav habo michlal asei asei. From that posik, it's alav habo michlal asei. Is therefore, I would think there's only alav habo michlal asei if she eats tume. Kosev rachmone hay lelav. So Baskoyin Kisiyah Leizor is coming to tell us he betrumas hakadoshim lo yisoichal. If shili trumas, she's over a lot. So that miyuter, the posik is a mikro yaitzim idei pshutoi, and the posik is coming to tell us. The posik is coming to tell us that that is a love of she eats truma. So the Gemara says, love? That's the whole problem? In this pasuk, ubaskoye kesiya almana grusha bezera einlo, v'shova beisaviya kinorer milechem aviyatoichel v'chol zol lo yoichol kodesh. So there's another pasuk that says chol zol lo yoichol kodesh. So that is coming to tell us. That is coming to tell us that a bas koyin shenish says lizol, there's a lav if she eats truma. Let us see Rashi. Lav mi v'chol zol nafke. V'chol zol. No, I'm sorry. The v'chol zol le'yechol kodesh. I'm sorry. That's the beginning of the parsha. The beginning of the parsha starts with v'chol zol le'yechol kodesh. So the beginning of the parsha says that. So the Gemara says we'll learn out from v'chol zol le'yechol kodesh that an eishes a bas koyin that's an eishes Yisrael is oiva alav if she eats truma. V'chol zol le'yechol kodesh v'hashte salke daitach the kesova dahach bas koyin nami mishtame minei hoil v'nisteis li'yisrael. The Gemara held that a bas koyin that marries a Yisrael also gets a dinzo, and I can learn out from the pasuk chozol lo yechol kodesh that it is a love if she eats truma. So memele, so therefore baskoin kisil yisdor is miyuta, but tumas hakadosh moisaychol is miyuta. So that's coming to tell us that she was nivala l'apostolo. So the Gemara says no, ahumi boile legufe. So let's see Rashi. I'm a boy le legufe le zor gomu. This pasuk is coming to tell us that a zor gomu is over a lav of his kodesh. Aval hach, the lav, but bas koyin shenishes le Yisrael, the lav zor, she's not a zor. It's the bas koyin lo osro. Here, she's not a zor, she's a bas koyin. That's not permitted to eat trumet. So for careful, we need this pasuk about koyin ki siya li'izor he betrumas hakadoshim le'isoich. So the Gemara answers trei v'chol zol ksivi. It says twice in this parsha v'chol zol. Let us see Rashi. Trei v'chol zol ksivi. In the beginning of the parsha it says v'chol zol le'yechol kodesh. And you're right, this pasuk is speaking about a zor, a Yisroel, there's a lav of Yitz Kodesh. V'oid gabi bas koyin ksiv, in this posik, bas koyin ksi amon agrusha, v'zerein lo v'shovel b'yisaviyo, kinorea milechem avi yetoichel, v'chol zor lo yoichal boy. Then it says, nachamol, v'chol zor lo yoichal boy. Now, why do you have to tell me twice a zor is not permitted to eat Kodesh? Mahoche teipik lav lebas koyim hanises liyisrael lo isro tachas baylo letrumeis. This pasuk is coming to tell us a main inyan lezor gomo, because I know that already. So it's coming for abas koyim hanises liyisrael. So finish. So memele. So the lav I know of chozor lo yechel boy. So the Gemara says vakati mi boy le chodav yisi berab chanine. No, this posik v'chol zor lo yoichol boy, I need for Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina's drosha. To Omar Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina, v'chol zor, she made a drosha, zoris amarti loch v'loy aninus. That a zor is not permitted to eat truma, but a noinan is permitted to eat truma. That means one should not say like Maisa Sheini, that even though it's mutter lezorim, but it's also la'inon. So one shouldn't say trume is zicher, that's also lezorim, it's zicher also la'inon. So it's kamash blon, so here we a miyuta dike posig, chol zol la yoichol boy, zol la yoichol boy, avaloinon oichol boy. So mamele, so this posig is coming to tell us that an oinon is mutter to eat trume, So finish. So it's not going on Abbas Koyin Li Yisrael. It's going on Azo. Ayitz Miyut. It's coming Li Diyuki. Zo V'lo Yoyin. Zoris amount iloch beloyaninis. So again we're stuck. So again, so how do you know that there's a love by Baskoi? So the Gemara answers the Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina min zor v'chol zor nafke. Now the way the words read, so it would seem the Gemara's answering as follows. Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina, his drosha min zor v'chol zor. That means it could have said zor alone. And since it says kol zor, so from kol zor he learns out that an oinon is mutter betrume. That's the ivre in the Gemara. So the marshal asks, it doesn't make sense. Because he's learning out a heter, and he's learning it out from a ribri shalisa. That doesn't make sense. That means if the posik is Zor is coming to tell us, bas koyin li Yisrael. Fine. That's Rabbi Yosi is coming to tell us that anointing is mutter from v'cholzo. So watch out. The pasuk says kolzo lo yoichal. The kol is coming to tell me that anointing is mutter. It doesn't stim. That the ribui of kol that says kol lo yoichal is coming to tell us that anointing is mutter. So the marshal wants to be moichik. The Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina, these four words, now the Gemara reads differently. Let us again see the Gemara. The Gemara says, Akati mi boilech Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina, Dom Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina v'chol zol zoris amarti loch v'lo yaninis. So the Gemara answers, Min zol v'chol zol nafke. Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina learns from zol. That, because Zor lo yechol kodesh is meyutas, is coming to tell us Zor v'lo yoinah, and v'chol Zor is coming to tell us that Abbas Koyin is shenises lisol, is not allowed to eat trume. That's how the marshal is geirah, so the Gemara flows. Let us see Rashi. The Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina beperek ha'or lahat eloinam betrume. So the Gemara asks further, Vakati mi boi lei lich desanya. Now, so the Gemara says, what did you do? You told me that the whole pasuk is miyuta bas koin kisi li iso. So it's coming to tell us not that she married a Yisrael, it means that she was nivel from a psulei kol. So he says, no, I wish to disagree with you. The pasuk is speaking about that she married a Yisrael. Why do you need a posik to tell us that when she married a Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat trum? I can learn this from Veshova. No, lich desanya. Shehi chayzeres, it says in the posik that when the Yisrael will die, so she's chayzer milechem aviyatoichu, she chayzeres letrum. She's permitted to eat trum. But she will not eat chazei v'shoik. Like this, the din is, a bas koyin is permitted to eat chazei v'shoik. But a bas koyin that married a Yisrael, she is not permitted to eat chazei v'shoik. For Omar, Rav Chizda, Omar, Ravina, Bar, Rav Shila, Maikro, where do we see this? Tachsiv, Ubas Koyin, Kisiya, Leish, Zo. When a Bas Koyin will marry a Yisrael, he betrumas hakadoshim loisoichel, she's not permitted to eat kochim, loisoichel, bemura min hakadoshim. So here this pasuk is coming to tell us that a bas koyin kisiyu is not allowed to eat kodesh. Now, let's understand this. If she's not allowed to eat trume, she's not allowed to eat kodesh. So the pasuk is not coming to tell us when she's married, she's not allowed to eat kodesh. Because if I know from Veshova, she's not allowed to eat trume, so she's not allowed to eat kodesh. Bechlal Mosai Yimone. So Kochoch, this Pasuk is coming to tell us she's not allowed to eat Kodesh, even when she's allowed to eat Trumah. When her husband dies, and he betrumas, and b'lachem aviyah toichal, she's allowed to eat Trumah. But Kodesh is not allowed to eat. So Bekitzer, this Pasuk is not speaking about Abaskoin Shenivalo Laposolo. This Pasuk is speaking about Abaskoin that married a Yisrael, and the Pasuk is coming to tell us that Afilo by Chezere, she's also Bechose Beshaik. So the Gemara answers, if that's all what the Pasuk is telling us, im kein lichtev kro hi bekadoshim lo yisoichu. Mai betrumis hakadoshim shamet mino tarti. That means, it should have said, hi bekadoshim lo yisoichu. Mai trumis hakadoshim means trume. My betrumas hakadoshim, which means kodesh, we'll see in Taisus. Shamet mino tarti. So let us see Rashi in Taisus. So Rashi says, "Vakati hayde bas koyin kisim iboyle lilikuchim gemurim." The posek I need to tell me that she got married. Ulash minan kshi chayzeres. Lebeis avia b'mises abal v'zera einlo eina chayzeres lechazei v'shoik shol shlomim lechel kishar achoyis ha'oichles k'nuchsiv ato b'necho v'nei secho. Let us see Taisvis. Lei mekro hi b'kadoshim lei seichel. Perish. De'i letrume lechuda osa. If it's only coming for trume, kelei mekro hi b'kadoshim. The kula parsha say letrume kadosh. So if it would say hi b'kadoshim lei seichel, I know it's speaking about she's not allowed to eat trume. And trume, I know already she's not allowed to eat from v'shover. So kocher, it's coming to tell us that she was never l'posul. She's also not allowed to eat trume. Umidachsiv betrumas hakadoshim, shmamino trumas hakadoshim, shmamino de lemurim in hakadoshim nami yoso. So Taisvis learns, very interesting, kadoshim is gematria trume, and trumas hakadoshim is gematria kodesh. So al kaponim, so the pasuk is telling us two dinim. Abaskoin is not permitted to eat trume, abaskoin is not permitted to eat kodesh. Now, that what it's telling us that Abaskoin is not permitted to eat Kodesh, so that's very good. The Pasuk is coming to tell us Abaskoin married a Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat Kodesh. There's not, even when she's Chayzera, she's not allowed to eat Kodesh. But that what the Pasuk is telling us, she's not allowed to eat Truma, I know she's not allowed to eat Truma, because it says, V'shava be'savik in Orel. So it's, I know that Kozman, she's married, she's not allowed to eat Truma. So why do you have to tell us she's not allowed to eat Truma? So Kocher, this Pasuk is coming to tell us, she was Nival from Apostle. So Ubaskoin Kisia Li Izor has two translations. It means Legabi Trume, it means she was Nival from Apostle. And Legabi Kochim, it means she married a Yisrael. So that is because the Pasuk is telling us two distinct halachas. The Pasuk is telling us she's also Titruma, which I know already from Beshova. So that's coming to tell us that a baskoin shenival mizor is also titrumen. And the posting is also telling us she's also tit kodesh by chayzeres. And that's speaking about a baskoin that married a Yisrael. Bim time of rain with the kule lahochi yosu leime ashen chazeres l'chazei v'shoik. Maybe it's only coming for that. Maybe Rabbi Nitzuk, the parsha, the kura, airi betrume, the airi bo b'chol ha-parsha. So Zicha is speaking about truma also. So then truma sakadoshim means kochim. But Zicha is speaking about truma, it's a memele. So the Pasuk is telling us these two halachas, and baskoin ki siye, legabi truma means she, ke baskoin ki niva lo mizo, and legabi kodesh, it means that she got married to a Yisrael. Period. So now we know a baskoin she niva lo lizo, she's also letuma. Fragt die Gemorre, Aschgechan Kehenes. No, the Pasuk says, Abbas Koyen, that was Nivol from Azor, she's not permitted to eat Trumah. Leviyah v'Yisraelis minolo. How do you know a Levi Evi Yisraelis that she also becomes Nifzal? She also becomes Nifzal with Abiyas Posel? So the Gemara says, Kida Omar Rav Abba Omar Rav Bas Ubas. Rav Abba Omar Rav said this will be a different thing. It could have said Bas, and it says Ubas. Ochinami Bas Ubas. Here it says, Ubas Koyin Kisiya Leizo. So what's the Ubas Koyin? So the Vav is coming to tell us that a Levi and a Yisraelis that were nivel to apostle is also the other also Betumen, Kohunim. Ubas. So the Gemara says, Kiman Kerabekive, the Dorish Vavin. Now, just appreciate what the Gemara's kash is. Tosfos brings down a Gemara in Sanhedrin. So just let's say over for 1 minute what the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. It is a posik ubas koin ki seichel is nice. Sevia hi machalalas ba'esh tisorev. So Rabbi Shmuel says that this posik ubas koin ki seichel is nice is speaking about a arusa. A bas koin, that's an arusa, she was mazana, she's chayiv sreifet. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva said, "Hu adina nesue? How do you know nesue?" So he says, even though there's a riot from that arusa that says ubas koyin ki seichel is nice. So memela, so the vav is coming to be marba on nesue also. So poshet, if you are aware of this gemara in Sanhedrin, so here we are machloikis Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel did not darshan vovin, so he said the posik is only telling us that an aruse bas koyin is mizana shis chayiv sreif and nesua not, and Rabbi Kiva that darshan vovin, he darshan ubas, so he says who adina nesua. So b'meilas our Gemara said, how do you know that a levia becomes nifsel by a biaso? Because it says ubas koin, so that's Rabbi Kiva. So it comes out this whole Allah is only according to Rabbi Kiva, not according to Rabbi Kiva. I'm back to the shaila. So how do you know that Levi becomes nifsa? That's the Gemara's kasha. Keman ke Rabbi Kiva, the dorish vovin. So the Gemara says no. Afilu teime rabbonim. Kulei ubas kroyiseiru. The vav is extra. The whole ubas koyin is extra. So Mamela, that's why we darshan a Levi and the Israelis. Let us see Rashi. Kulei ubas kroyiseiru. Doksiv la'el minei. V'koyin ki yikne nefesh. V'yelid beisoy. Umotzi, so that pasuk says v'yilid beisa yoichlu belachmoi, and the next pasuk is kisiyelizo umotzi mikzor abasa kisiyelizo. We're speaking about yilid beisa of the koyim. So it says v'kisiyelizo. So we would understand memela was speaking about a bas koyim. So the whole ubas koyim is miyuta. So the bas koyim is coming to tell us that a Levi and a Yisraelis that was nivel from apostle becomes posel. Let us see Tosfos. Rabbi Kiva the Dorish Vovin, the Sanhedrin Perik Abba Mises, Yishmoel Ochi, Bas, Ubas Ani Dorish. You say Davka Narusa? No, I darshan the Vov. Kiman ke Rabbi Kiva de Dorish Vovin. Hiksha a Rav Moshe Meirinchenberg. So Rav Moshe Meirinchenberg is arguing the problem. This whole teretz is only good according to Rabbi Kiva. What will be according to the Chilke of Rabbi Kiva? What will be according to Rabbi Shmuel? So the Mor says the whole Ubas Koyin is miyuta. Is Hiksha Rav Moshe Meirinchenberg the man told the man tana the polygalei the Rabbi Kiva hosom? Gabi bas ubas peperik abe misis. Rabbi Shmuel says only in Arusa. For hosom bahi shmaite gufe. In that sugya, omrinen
But Rabbi Shmuel, my bas, ubas, my dorish, bay. The Gemara asked, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, what do you do with this ubas? What do you do with the vov? Le rabbi's bas, balei mumin. That if the koyin was a bal mum, so the bas is also chayiv b'sreifa. There's a bas grade A koyin, and there's a bas grade B koyin. So Memele, so Rabbi Shmuel says that the pasuk is telling us like this: Bas koyin kiseichel is nice. Speaking about you have a great A koyin, he's not a balmum, he's going to do that voide. And if his daughter is misanes, aviyim echalalas beishtisot. That's pchodim neiroi. Then the ubas is coming to tell us that what if she's the daughter of a great B koyin? He's not such a tzatzki. Doesn't do a voide. He's a balmum. Afapikin also does the nisaviyim echalalas beishti soles. So that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So the Rav Moshe Meirinshin begfekta moiridike kasha. So our Gemara doesn't make any sense. There's no one that doesn't darshan ubas. Everyone darshan zubas. Now Rav Shmuel darshan zubas for abas koyim balmum. He darshan for nisuyim. But al kaponim, this is the drosh of ubas is not meyuchet Rabbi Kiva.
Yeah. That's the kasha of my dorish bila. Habis bas mamum. Almed Rabbi Shmuel nami dorish bovi. V'tiretz, so the Rabbi Moshe Merinchenberg answers as follows. The hochi perushi. Kiman ki Rabbi Kiva the dorish bovi, the muki bovi, the v'bas l'rabbis nisui, Loi matzrech l'rabbis bas balei mumin. Rabbi Kiva held there's no grades A and B of Kahanim. That means Rabbi Kiva held a bas koyin, a chilek, if he's a tomim, if he's a balmum. That's called bas koyin. V'hu adin demar b'hoch l'viv Yisraelis. So according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds bas koyin means any type of koyin, saya tomim, saya balmum, so he could be marbe from the ubas, a l'viv Yisraelis. Avol Rabbi Shmuel de matzri chosim l'rabbis bas balei mumin k'dekoma l'fisha matzinu shechile kakosu bein t'mimi l'balei mumin yochil nachlek bivnoi seyim. That's Rabbi Shmuel's ashtik teire. So Rabbi Shmuel told us that whenever it says bas koyin, we're speaking about a great A koyin. And if you want to know about a great B koyin, you need a ribui. Isochinami etzor kal rabbis bas balei mumim leinuk mil rabbis leviyim v'yisraelis. That's shot in the Gemara's kasha. That means everyone dashens vovin. But the machloikis of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is as follows: do you need a vov to be malba a great B koyin? Or do you say bas koyin means all kahanim, grade A, grade B? You don't need a vov to be malba grade B kahanim. So that is the machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara asked, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with ubas? That's coming to us that bas koyin balmum, you also kill. You also give sreif. Fine. So Rabbi Shmuel held that bas koyin means bas koyin tomim. That's the Taish Bas Koyim. If you want to know what the halach is by a Bas Koyim Balmum, you need a ribi for that. That's Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva holds you don't need ribuyim for Bas Koyim Balimum. It's a Bas Koyim Balimum and a Bas Koyim Tomim is the same thing. So that's not Gemara's kasha. According to Rabbi Shmuel, I ask you a kasha, how do you know that a leviyah becomes nifsal? It says, baskoyin kisiyah le'izo. How do you know a leviyah? So you said, ubas. Ubas is coming to tell us that a filo leviyah. So the Gemara says, that's very good according to Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva doesn't need ubas for a baskoyin balmum. So he could use it for a leviyah. He darshens vovim, not for a bas koyim balmum. Oh, but according to Rabbi Shmuel holds that you need a special ribui for a bas koyim balmum. So that's it.
Baskoyim means Baskoyim Tomim. Ubaskoyim means Baskoyim Balmum. And now I'm back to my Shaila. So how do you know all of you in Israel has become Nivso? That's how Rav Moshe Rinchenberg learned Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. Uptsas Kasha. Besomuch to koma Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmoel. Minayin lo oived keichovim ve'eved shebo al kehenes leviye v'yisraelis. There the Gemara says, how do you know if a goy is bo al leviye v'yisraelis? Me'ubas. You learn that from ubas. Uporech keman krabekive. The dorish vovi. So Gemara asks, again, this is dafka according to Rabbi Kiva. Is tvei havalei lakshuyim, not keman Rabbi Kiva. If Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan said this, maybe Shem Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara should have asked, not keman Rabbi Kiva. How could Rabbi Shmuel, not Rabbi Shmuel? The Gemara could ask, how could Rabbi Shmuel say that I learned out ubas, from ubas I learned out Leviv Yisrael is, Rabbi Shmuel is shitose, can only learn out Baskoyin balimumim. Tvei avalei lakshuyi. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel. Vechidosh mi'u bas leviv Yisraelis. Vitzach lebas balimumim kedidorish osom. Period. So memela, so this is Akasha. That the Gemara later, when the Gemara asked the Shaila keman kerabbi Kiva, the Gemara should ask a much stronger Kasha. How could Rabbi Shmuel say such a loch? Rabbi Shmuel himself holds, you need a bas to tell me bas koyim balimurim. The Oymeri, so now the Ri wants to say another mahalach in Tefahem for Rabbi Moshe's kasha. They knock it hochi Rabbi Kiva lafuki Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara doesn't mean that's going according to Rabbi Kiva. It doesn't mean not Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel nami dorish vovi. That's the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Ela lafuki shar tanoid leidorshi vovi baalme. It's lafuki shar tanoid. Teida de loikoma afila taime Rabbi Shmuel ala afila taime Rabbonon. So Vay says we're not speaking about Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel personally darshins ubas. And we're coming to say this is lafuki, the other tanoim who don't darshan bovin. Could be Rabbi Shmuel Taka doesn't darshan bovin. Rabbi Shmuel hai bas ubas my ovid loy. I the Gemara asks, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with bas ubas? Leimasi kochel yashiv droshet Rabbi Shmuel leman de dorish vobi. That means Rabbi Shmuel personally doesn't darshan vobim. The Gemara says, according to the man, the omen of darshan vobim, what will Rabbi Shmuel do with the ubas? He'll use it for bas koyim balmum. But Rabbi Shmuel personally, bechlau doesn't darshan bas ubas. So memela, so therefore, the Gemara is really zesting according to Rabbi Shmuel, who taka doesn't darshan vovim. Let us go a little further. Ashkechon litrumen. So the Gemara says so. I have a posik that's telling us, Ubaskoin kisiye leishzo, he betrumas hakadoshim leisoichel, that a baskoin that was nibble from a zor, she's not permitted to eat truma. Lekuhune minolon, how do you know she's not permitted to marry a koin? So the Gemara says, oto leviye v'yisraelis, Loy le kohune ma binelu. So he says, if we marbe from ubas, or from the ubas koin, which is miyut, ma marbe leviv Yisrael, sa koch, this isn't speaking about trume, because trume, I know, leviv Yisrael don't need trume. Sa koch, it's speaking about kune. Loy le kune ma bine, di ibe trume, benois meichel trume ninu. So the Gemara says, Allah melei meshkachas lo dekoch lo bishvil b'no. No, could be. The Pasuk is coming to tell us that a Leviyah does not eat trume And how can a Levi Yitrume? She married a Kohen. The Kohen died. She had a son from him, a Kohen. So she's eating Trume. And now she was nibble from Apostle, so she's not permitted to continue eating Trume. Alom alay meshkachas adakoch lo bishvil b'no. So the Gemara says, bishvil b'no. If she's eating Trume bishvil b'no, so you don't need a posik, Ubas Kohen to tell me that she's not permitted to eat Trume. Kal v'chayma. Uma kohenes the bekedusha de nafsha ochlo. Padacha kohenes that eats because of her own kedusha. Posalo, so she becomes nifsal ayidei bias azo. Leviyev Yisraelis loy ochlo bishvil beno. She bechlal can't eat mitzad her own din. She only eats bishvil beno loy kolshkein. So why do you need a posik to tell me a Leviya can't eat Trume? So Akoch, the posik is telling us that Leviya, that I know with a Kabul Chayme. So Akoch, the posik is coming to tell us that a Leviya cannot marry a Koy. So the Gemara says, no. The posik is coming to tell us that a Leviya can't eat Trume. So he's asking, it's a Kabul Chayme. So the Gemara says, no, I wish to disagree with you. The Sfora is punk fakel. Vehi ana isenes. Kaihenes the Kodish Gufe, a Kaihenes Fakert, since there is a Kedusha Saguf. Since there is a Kedusha Saguf, Posalo. So then I would think that the Bias Zo, Pasalso. Hodeloi Kodish Gufe, loi Posalo. But a Leviye, that is eating Tumah because of Zarei Shalkoim, I would think she doesn't have a Kedusha Saguf, so since she doesn't have a Kedusha Saguf, so the Bias Zor should not be Megareya. A Bias Zor is only a poisel who someone who has Kedusha Skunis, she becomes Nivgema Yidei a Bias Zor. But a Levi that's eating because of a Zerakoin, she doesn't have Kedusha Skunis. So I would think with Bechlau she doesn't become Nifsel. So Kamash Malon that she also becomes Nifsel. But we're back to the Kasha. So it could be the Pasuk is coming to tell us that the Levi and the Israelis are not permitted to eat Trume. And I can't learn this out from Baskoin. But Kohune, I'm still back to my Kasha. How do you know that they're also the Kohune? Let us see Rashi. Likuna minolon, shleitinose oid lekoyin, mishebo alo posel. Alom aloi bitmi, vameshkachas lo dekoch le bishvil bno, vitzach lashmin in dim tiboy le posel lo teyosa. So Moses kalvuchayma, if a kalvuchayma she can eat tumav, le itzach abas le ribuye for tumav. So the Gemara says, vihiyane isen es kushi, kloima, it's the rechle rebuye. The kalbo chayma ahu de koyalfas mnei isure. You want to learn at a kalbo chayma. That madoch a kehenis can eat truma vadig bisalaviyim. He hamide naisenes hadin lahata v'loy lesser. This is a sibe that it should be mutter, not osa. Kehenis the kodish gufe. So therefore, the Abiyas Posel is Pagema. Masha'en ken a Levi, that's like Kaddish Gufa. So there could be she could continue eating Trumah.